The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utility, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, AgTegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
A great stretch for the Governors continued last Friday night with a road victory in Watertown. It wasn't the easiest for the Governors. Not a perfect game, according to head coach Kirk Bebop. But boy, that they played the defense again in a 46-33 victory. It's something they'll have to do tonight. They take on a first-year varsity program, but one with quite a bit of talent. We are in Sioux Falls in a beautiful new facility as the Peer Governors take on the Jefferson Cavaliers. Hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. Caleb Rosick is handling the video, and we thank you for being with us. Peer is now at 8-10. The Governors, with 5 wins in their last 6 games, have improved to number 10 in the seed points standings. With this good stretch, this was a team that was 3-9 not too long ago, but the defensive efforts have certainly been there, and the Governors were able to withstand some early mistakes, but did improve as the game went on in that victory over an Arrows team that has seen kind of inconsistency after a very good start. And this Cavalier team, we'll tell you a lot more about them as we move along. First year of the program, but, you know, in the big town, there's a whole lot of talent, and they've been able to compile quite a bit of it, including some post players that are very impressive, including by name Jaden Dunn. You'll hear Kirk Bebop talk about her in just a bit. But for the Governors, they have Reese Terwilliger in the post. They have the outside threats. Another good game for Remy's and Price. Ryan Berry has been such a good scorer, and Avery Kaiser is an inside-outside threat. A most interesting game tonight in this next-to-last game of the regular season for the Peer Governors. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. This is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame here in Sioux Falls at Jefferson High School. Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance in Pierre and Gregory. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We'll look around AA basketball in this last week of the regular season when our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame continues from Sioux Falls back in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
In Sioux Falls at Jefferson High School, the Becky Possible State Farm pregame. We get ready for the Pierre Governor girls and the Jefferson Cavaliers. As we say, Pierre is 10th in the seed point standings now at 8-10. A tenth of a point behind the team they just defeated on a Friday night, Watertown. This Jefferson team is in sixth at 9-9. Sioux Falls, Washington, and O'Gorman 1-2, then Rapid City, Stevens 3, then it's Brandon Valley, Rapid City Central 5th, and Jefferson, Huron 7th, Lincoln 8th. 8 is the cutoff for home games in the Sodac 16. So still hope for the Governors maybe to make it to that 8th spot, although they are 5/10 of a point behind. It may not happen, but it's still possible. Mitchell 11, Harrisburg 12, then Brookings, then Yankton, then Spearfish, and then Sioux Falls Roosevelt, against whom the Governors will close the regular season Saturday afternoon at the Riggside Gym. Right now, Aberdeen Central, Sturgis, and Douglas are the three on the outside looking in. Tonight's schedule, besides this game, Brandon Valley is meeting Mitchell at the Corn Palace. Also this evening, Watertown is playing in Harrisburg, and Brookings at Yankton, along with Douglas at Sturgis. Aberdeen Central was to appoint Roosevelt, who in Sioux Falls, but that's been postponed. You know that the Aberdeen area really got hit hard by this snowstorm. For the Governor boys, now at 9-9, they're 11th in the seed point standings. Their first meeting with a good Jefferson boys team at the Riggside Gym in the final home game of the regular season. Brian Oakland has that game on River 92.7. Jefferson is at number 8 in the boys' seed point standings. Sioux Falls Roosevelt still number 1, and the Governors come here to Sioux Falls to play that top-ranked and unbeaten and defending state champion on Saturday afternoon. There's been a time change for that game that we'll tell you about as we get the opportunity. Besides the Governor boys hosting Jefferson, Yankton is at Brookings. Here in Sioux Falls, Lincoln plays at Washington. Harrisburg is at Watertown. Brandon Valley and Mitchell in the Corn Palace. O'Gorman playing at the Huron Arena against the Tigers. Douglas is at Sturgis. Sioux Falls Roosevelt at Aberdeen Central, also postponed. This is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. Here is girls basketball, Pierre and Jefferson for the first time tonight. We'll begin our keys to success next as we visit with Jefferson head coach Shantava Pruitt. Back with her in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, welcome to the team. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
Whether you have good credit, bad credit, challenged credit, or maybe no credit at all, I can help you get into a vehicle with little to nothing down. To get a pre-approval, you can call me at 605-224-7378 or feel free to text me, 605-280-0761.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford. FordToyota.com.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
The Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame continues, and we begin our keys to success with the first-year head coach of the first-year program, Shotiva Pruitt of the Jefferson Cavaliers. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is a terrific opportunity for you. I know you coached under some good ones, and now a great opportunity for you to have your own team.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's been fun to learn, like you said, under some great people, and now to do it on my own is exciting, and we just have an amazing staff and support system, so it makes it even more fun.
And not the least, you are having a very good season. You've got some talent on this team, but the progression this team has made, you just have to be thrilled with.
Yes, I am. You know, I'm very excited with how hard our girls work. And, you know, we always talk about those are the things you can control, right? Your attitude and your effort. And so it's been fun to watch them grow and mature over the course of the year. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that here in the last couple games we have.
For people who may not be familiar, in the past, as we say, this is the first year of this program. Where would a lot of these students have been otherwise in high school?
Yeah, so you mean as far as other schools?
In Sioux Falls, I think.
Yep, so we had some kids that obviously were the middle schoolers that came here first year, and then some were from Roosevelt, O'Gorman, and Lincoln as well. So it's been kind of fun just to, like I said, build that team chemistry and get to know each other since we're a brand new program, and the memories that these girls are creating, you know, on and off the court, it's been a fun thing to watch that, too.
People keep talking about the post play your team has, and it has so developed this year.
Yes, we have, you know, Jaden Dunn and Morgan and Nancy and Zeno and just to list a few, and Cam Whiting, and it's been fun to watch them develop and to learn how to play with our guards as well, you know, getting the ball inside out. You know, obviously our posts can score in there, but then it opens up things for our guards as well. So like I said, it's just been fun to get to watch these girls learn how to play together and feed off of one another for energy, both on the court and on the bench.
I know you've seen how Pier has played lately. What are your keys to success against these Governors?
Pier is a great team, and I mean, they are aggressive and they are feisty, and you know, they honestly play defense like I like to play defense. So You know, it's going to be a possession battle, I think, tonight, and just taking care of the basketball and, you know, playing hard. But I'm hoping for a good night of basketball, and I'm excited to get going here shortly.
Maybe the sort of game you just had against Lincoln?
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So, Coach, I thank you for the time. Congratulations on this opportunity, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When we come back, we'll talk with Governor's Head Coach Kirk Bebout in 2 minutes from Sioux Falls on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Back in Sioux Falls at Jefferson High School as Pierre and Jefferson meet for the first time in girls basketball tonight. We continue our keys to success with Governor's Head Coach Kirk Bebout. We were talking before we got started. In your estimation, maybe not the best game in Watertown. You still come through with a victory. Further proof that, as you have said, your team plays defense like that, you can do pretty well against anybody you play.
Yeah, just not best game in that, you know, we had maybe some unforced turnovers and didn't finish, you know, some plays. But, I mean, it was really good in the fact that just the girls hung in there and stayed focused and played together and played really hard. And that's really what we want to do. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't as sharp or crisp as maybe a couple other games we've had recently. But that same type of attitude and approach was there, which is what I think matters most. So, yeah, and then it always starts on defense. You play hard on defense and are connected on defense and get some turnovers and make some things happen there, and then it's always it always helps out.
This, you brought it up, the attitude and the approach, and you look at the last six games your team has played, you have 5 wins, and I'm sure you could have fell to 6th against Bismarck, and that really has made all the difference, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes a little bit of time sometimes. I don't think we were that far off earlier in the year, honestly. We had some games against some really good teams that we played well in, and then as a young team, sometimes you have those hiccups and those learning experiences when nothing seems to go right. What I'm most proud of is that sometimes when that happens, you just kind of let the ship sink and kind of give up. But these girls haven't given up for one single second. So, I think it was always going to be, it was always going to turn around in their favor, in some ways if they hung in there, and that's what they've done. So, now we just want to keep it rolling and see how good we can be.
Well, and you've got 2 more regular season games to do that, and but you've got to play one before you can play a second, as you like to say, and you're right. Every game's its own unique challenge. And you're going against a team here that has some talent. There's no doubt about it. And Jefferson, They're coming off a game against Lincoln that was pretty similar to the game you had against Lincoln. What's your impression of this Cavalier team?
I think you hit it on the head when you said, super talented. The Dunn girl is a college basketball player. I mean, she's only, a sophomore right now. She's high-level college basketball material. And the Watkins girl is as quick and hard-nosed as it gets. And then Hayes might be their best player. So obviously, they have lots of talent up and down, and we'll have to, like you said, each single game is a huge challenge. It just is, no matter who you play. I mean, that's honestly the truth. And I know it's cliche and it gets old to hear, but it's so fact. So pretty much anybody to the state championship, this team did that team. So this team, you know what I mean? So you can't really look at it that way. You really got to take it one game at a time, even if it sounds cliche and it's boring, but. That's exactly what we're doing, and that's part of the reason why girls are playing better right now.
Trust me, nothing you say gets old or boring to me, I promise. But specifically for tonight, what are your keys to stop these Cavaliers?
Well, they do a really good job of getting ball pressure, so we're going to have to take care of the ball, keep moving it. Defensively, get back in transition, get help on the dumb girl, keep Hayes and Watkins from getting in the paint with drives because they're really good at that. So once again, tremendous challenge, but that's what these girls want.
Coach Kirk Beebout of the Peer Governors, thank you. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate
it. Coming up, it's our starting lineups and our keys to success from Jefferson High School in Sioux Falls on the Becky Ponsonba State Farm pregame. We're back with more in 2 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
I am the subprime specialist, so no matter what your credit is, good, bad, got some challenges, have never had a loan, I'm the person to go to. I will try to get you pre-approved before you come into the dealership so you know you're not coming here waiting hours. I can help you get into a vehicle with little to no down.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit GatewayFordToyota.com.
Still a little time before tip here at Jefferson High School in Sioux Falls. Peer Governors and the Jefferson Cavaliers meeting in girls basketball for the first time. Peer winners of 5 of their last 6 are 8-10. Jefferson 9-9 coming off what we referred to that win over Lincoln 34-31. And that was last Friday over at Lincoln. They had lost to Brookings before that, had won against Watertown before that, had lost 3 in a row. It's still a pretty young team, just 2 seniors. There are a couple of seniors on this team that were saluted before the game. But they're talented. They're going against it. Yeah, Shantiva Pruitt had the right word for the Governors, feisty. Let's set what we have first in basketball on Saturday. And this will all be here on River 90, or on River 92.7, which is the official voice of the Peer Governors. Don't forget, boys on there tonight hosting Jefferson in the final home game for the Governor boys this regular season at the Riggs High Gym. But we have on Saturday a doubleheader for you. First from the Riggs High Gym, these Governor girls in their final regular season home game hosting the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And then here in Sioux Falls, a big challenge for the Governor boys against the defending state champion Roosevelt Rough Rider boys. We'll get it all started at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon on River 92.7. They go back-to-back. They've moved that game time. The boys at Roosevelt up a little bit, so that'll be basically not too far after we get done with our postgame from the Riggside Gym. Brian will be at Roosevelt High School. And, yes, he'll have some help to take care of the rest of the wrestling duels. And speaking of wrestling, Thursday morning is when updates start here on KGFX in the 9 o'clock hour from Brian. Of course, of all 14 Governor boys, made up many Governor girls. Pierre, one of the favorites, of course, in girls wrestling, along with Canton. He'll update all the Central South Dakota teams, of course. Regular updates starting at 9 o'clock in the 9 o'clock hour. That is Thursday morning here on KGFX. Friday morning, too. Remember, the individual state championship matches start late Friday afternoon around 5, all here on KGFX. And the dual tournament is all on Saturday this time. Governors, the defending Class A dual champs, are the fourth seed. Their first match against Harrisburg. That coverage at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning right here on KGFX. But tonight, the Pierre Governors in girls basketball take on the Jefferson Cavaliers. And coming up, I promise, this time on the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame, we'll have the starting lineups and the law on the court. And we'll do that from Sioux Falls when we return in 2 minutes on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pierre. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts and car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pierre.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. Sydney Palmer is one of the very best ever to play Governor girls basketball. She remains Pierre's career points leader with 1,321. In her senior season, 2015, she set the Governor's single season scoring record with 486 points. And her 111 career three-pointers are fourth in program history. Sydney Palmer, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276GT, 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Time now for the Montana Dakota Utility starting lineups, MDU, in the community to serve. And if you follow the Governor girls, the lineup you're used to hearing about. Remington Price, the 5'6 junior, along with 5'5 senior Laney Stevens. Ryan Berry running the point, the 5'7 sophomore. And a 5'11 sophomore, Reese Williger in the post. And Avery Kaiser, the inside-outside threat, the 5'10 junior. For head coach Kirk Beebout in his second season, that is, as Governor's head coach, his assistants, of course, are Nicole Roth, Jeff Schleckaway, and Charisse Blanchette. The starting lineup for the Jefferson Cavaliers comes your way in 30 seconds from Sioux Falls. After this, from Montana, Dakota Utilities on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Here's how they line up for the Jefferson Cavaliers, and Kirk Bevoud referred to a couple of these guards. Sierra Watkins, the 5'6 junior, Talia Hayes, the 5'7 senior, one of the two seniors on this team, two aggressive guards, and also in the backcourt, 5'4 sophomore, Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington. And in the front court, two pretty good post players, too. The other senior, 5'10", Morgan Whiting, and 6-foot sophomore, Jaden Dunn. We've heard a lot about her. You heard Kirk Bevout refer to her, too. And Shantiva Pruitt, the former player of the year in Wyoming, is a senior at Sioux Falls Roosevelt in 2010, then played at Augustana, helped lead them to a Final Four in D2. This is her first season as head coach of... as a head coach, of course, as we say, it's the first year of this program. And Derek Dunn, Sarah Zirpel, Dwight Walker are her assistants. Our MDU starting lineups. Now it's time to tell you about the law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we'll introduce tonight's officials when we return to Sioux Falls in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
The officials for tonight's game are Terry Sundvold, Tony Waterman, and Brian Wedham. And the law on the court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by Aventura. Live check at the corner station and the crossing. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Venture Communications, Kruger Contracting, Rinky Gray Wealth Management, Dairy Queen, Avera Orthopedics, TMA, Ohio Federal Credit Union, Beck Motors, Ferning Electric, the Brittany Shovelbine Agency, Lariat Lanes, Gateway, Ford, Lincoln, Toyota, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Dakota Storm Roofing, Bank West, and Kathy Sun and Shine Properties. Pier in the Road, black uniforms, emerald green, numerals and letters in white trim. Green and gold are the colors of Jefferson. White home uniforms, kind of an off-white. They have the deep gold numerals in green trim. And as you watch at the KGFX page at the DRG News app at drgnews.com, brought to you by Bauman Lumber, Pierre basically will shoot at the basket to our right in the first half. Our position is in a corner. And that's our Becky Possible State Farm pregame coming up from Sioux Falls. The Pierre Governors and the Jefferson Cavaliers will get it going in 2 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Oahu Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
You can't exactly call it a trip into the unknown because everybody sees what everybody else does in sports anymore, not just basketball, but to be interesting for the Governors to get a look at us, to get a look at this Jefferson team for the first time. And we're just ahead of tonight's Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pierre opening tip. Let's hear from those good folks, and then we'll get it going in 30 seconds from Sioux Falls here on KGFS.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
If you are watching us, you can see, and of course, this is the first year of this high school being open, brand new building, but my goodness, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better facility anywhere. I said that to Kirk Bebon, he said, yeah, I like the Huron Arena, too, and I do, too. And he likes the Watertown Civic Arena, where he just was. Haven't been there yet, but I'm looking forward to being there. But, boy, you can't beat this place. It can hold about 2,700 people. And as you can tell, it can get loud as the Cavaliers are being introduced. Two games remaining in the regular season. In meeting Shantiva Pruitt, the first thing she said was, can't believe this is to this point already. It goes so fast, it always seems to do so. But for the Pierre Governors, they want to keep up what they have done lately. Five wins in their last six. Boy, they feel it could be six in a row. Thanks to that marvelous rally they had against Bismarck and nearly came back against the Demons. But here we go. Pierre wearing black, Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser. Jefferson in white uniforms with Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington, Sierra Watkins, Talia Hayes, Morgan Whiting, Jaden Dunn. And Pierre will come basically to your right, as you can see if you're watching, we're in a corner. Avery Kaiser and Jaden Dunn to jump center. We hope you enjoy the action from Sioux Falls. Ball in the air, tipped by Dunn, but really it came to Pierre. Kaiser on the right wing to Remington Price, top of that wing. Hands it again to Dunn, or to Ryan Berry. With Hayes out there to guard her. Boy, this team, you can tell right away, gets right in your face. And again, you can hear how loud it is in here. Great atmosphere. Price is up top. Pass too far on down on the left block. Trying to save it is Kaiser and did. Picked up and only eight on the shot clock as it comes near midcourt. Then it's knocked out of bounds by Jefferson. And Pierre will inbound with seven on the shot clock. What a play by Kaiser to save it. And hustle by Laney Stevens it was to run it down. 4 seconds, three. Berry has to drive to the running light of the lane for a runner that's good with two on the shot clock. Boy, it ended up working out for the Governors. They used the first 33 seconds and scored the game's first bucket. Sierra Watkins out front for Talia Hayes for Jefferson. Bounce pass is taken away. Avery Kaiser with the steal and Orion Berry moves into the front court. Right wing for Price. Back to Berry up top. Remy again on the right side. Into the lane. Into the left corner now it's Berry. Here working the shot clock again. Still 17 for them to shoot. So Williger on a high post. Takes the handoff to Stevens. Has to do something. Brings it back out to Kaiser on the point. Nine on the shot clock. Left lane line drive. It's blocked. Blocked by Jaden Dunn. McGovern-Harrington with a rebound down floor for a layup by Morgan Whiting. Well, We see what Dunn can do already with a block of the drive by Kaiser, and it's 2-all, 6:20 in the first quarter. Very right wing Price, 17-footer on the right side, off the back rim, true enter. Williger is there, took it away from Dunn, played it in. Reach to Williger. Pack position two on Dunn was not going to let Jaden have that board. We're at 4-2 Pier, just underway, about 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. McGovern Harrington hands it to Watkins up top to Hayes. Talia, entry pass inside for a driving layup by Watkins. Good aggressive drive by Sierra. Tied again at four. Just over 2 minutes gone here in Sioux Falls. A bounce from Barry to Kaiser. Another bounce to Price on the baseline. And Remy draws a foul. And you know how she is shooting free throws. Two bounce passes. And the foul's on Jaden Dunn. That's her first. We'll watch that. An important player for them. I always like to say, I think the bounce pass is the best play in basketball. And the Governors just did it twice. Price has two free throws. First, rattled out. A relatively rare miss for Remy. 4-all, 5:39, first quarter. We will, of course, keep you updated on the boys' game. It's not starting well, at least so far, for Pierce. Second one misses two. A very rare thing to see Remy miss two straight. Morgan Whiting rebounds, drive baseline, scores on the right block. It's Talia Hayes, and Jefferson has their first lead at 6-4. 5:23, first quarter. Kaiser with a pass that's knocked down, but still ends up in the hands of Price, driving for Terwilliger to the right block, puts it in. Pass Watkins, who tried to draw the charge. The official didn't buy it. 6-all, and then Jefferson throws it out of bounds as they try to pass down floor. Second turnover on the Cavaliers. Stevens inbounds to Ryan Berry, keeping it away from Watkins. 3 minutes gone here, and Jefferson tied at 6. Stevens nearly lost the ball, but then she's upended by Talia Hayes of Jefferson. Her first, team foul number 2 on the Cavaliers. And at the Riggside Gym, 11-5. Jefferson leading the Governors, just under 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Brian has that on River 92-7. Pass to Stevens from Barry. Right of the old circle, back up top to Ryan. Left wing, a three-pointer is blocked by Kaiser, but ends up in the hands of Terwilliger, who laid it in. Kaiser tried the three, had it blocked, but Terwilliger's there to clean it up, and it's 8-6 Pier, and Jefferson throws the ball away again. McGovern Harrington's pass was too low for Watkins, and the third turnover. So a couple of seniors, but some younger players on this team. Stevens inbounds to Ryan Berry. Well, the same can be said for the Governors, too. 4:33 in the first. Stevens to Terwilliger, trying to drive on Morgan Whiting. Over her, left it short, and Whiting ends up with a rebound. Good defense right there by one of these fine post players for Jefferson. Aaliyah McGovern Harrington handing it off to Sierra Watkins. That's into the backcourt. That's another turnover. Watkins dropped the ball, went off her leg, but it was across the timeline before she recovered, and that's four turnovers in the first 3:45 on Jefferson. Stevens inbounds to Ryan Berry. McGovern Harrington on her. Handed to Stevens on the right side. Bounce right, baseline to Williger. Guarded by Whiting. Finds Kaiser, left wing open, Price, drives past Dunn, left block, Banks, didn't go. Terwilliger with a rebound, back up and missing. Terwilliger with another opportunity. Bounce in the lane for Barry, she left it short. And Whiting rebounds as Jefferson again tries to tie, but this one's thrown over the rim by Watkins. And Terwilliger has another rebound. It's to Remy Price. To Barry near the timeline. Guarded by McGovern Harrington. Still 15 to shoot. Bounce to Kaiser. Right elbow of the lane. Right baseline drive. Nope. Kicks it out on the left side to Price. To Terwilliger in the lane. Driving off. Lane line blocked by Dunn, but fouled. That's two and a way of Dunn. Or Jaden Dunn, I should say. Jaden now at two fouls. A sophomore, but you heard Kirk Bebout talk about it. She said she's a college basketball player. You say that about a sophomore, that's high praise, but she's drawn two fouls already. Now, Reese Terwilliger at the line. Price missed two in a row a little earlier for Pierre, who leads still 8-6, 3:15 first quarter. First for the sophomore is good. As the freshman Lennox Dupree comes in for the Governors. The 5'5 freshman Cassidy Larson, a 5'4 junior, comes in for Jefferson, along with a 5'11 junior Ella Silvernail. So some more size for the Cavs. 9'6 Pierre. One more for Reese Terwilliger. How her game has come along in her sophomore year. This one rimmed out and rebounded by Morgan Whiting. That's four rebounds for her already. Left wing, it is Ella Silvernail just into the game. Bringing the left side to Cassidy Larson. Baseline bounce for Watkins. Three left wing, she's good. Sarah Watkins with a first made three. Back to a tie game at nine. Fourth time it's been tied. 2:50 first quarter. Jefferson's hit four of the first five shots. Here's four for eight. Price on the left wing for Kaiser. Mid wing for Dupree. Back out front on a high post to Williger. Right wing, Barry. Calling it hers to Leah Hayes. Barry, stop your dribbles. Got to find somebody. It's a cutting Kaiser. Passes too high, but Dupree is there to save it. Down to eight in the shot clock. Terwilliger left wing to Price. Down on the block for Kaiser. Over the rim. Rebound Dupree. Left that one short. And Whiting rips another rebound away. She already has five of them. Down floor for a right wing three that is missing here by Silvernail. And Avery Kaiser has the rebound for the Governors. 2 minutes left, first quarter. A nine all tie. The kind of game we figured it would be. A slog so far. Here's a pass that's too high for Terwilliger and out of bounds. Pierce first turnover. Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington back in for Jefferson. And Nancy Peter, a 6'1 junior. They've got some size through this team. Peter now into the game for Jefferson. 1:53 in the first quarter, tied at nine. Larson hands it to Watkins into the front court with only a second to spare. McGovern-Harrington with a three on the left side. Missing. Terwilliger rebounds for Pierre. Good start for Reese. She already has 7 points and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rebounds. Kaiser, right wing for Price. Middle of that wing, Lennox Dupree for a cutting baseline drive. Good by Terwilliger. Reese has a 9-point quarter. 11-9 Pierre. Nine of the Governors, 11 for the sophomore. 1:15 in the first. McGovern-Harrington, ooh, nearly threw that pass away, but Watkins is there to take it. For Larson, lob on the right block for Nancy Peter. Left wing for a three that's on the way and good over Silvernail. Gives Jefferson the lead at 12-11. 54 seconds in the first quarter. Third lead change in this opening quarter. Barry hands it on the left side. From Kaiser to Price, back to Avery, down low, way up, left block. First two for A's. Pierce back in front, 13-12. 36 seconds left in the first quarter. Pass nearly stolen. Watkins is able to bring it open. McGovern-Harrington, right wing three, is short, but she runs down her own rebound. A long board. Shot clock off. Jefferson with 22 seconds. Has Watkins back it out near the timeline. Dupree right there with her. Looking for Nancy Peter. We saw her last year, of course. And now here's a foul as Watkins drove right of the lane. This is going to be the first foul of the game on the Governors. And it's on Avery Kaiser. Jefferson will inbound with 13 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. 13-12, Pierre in front. Larson on a bounce to Peter. Back to Larson on the right corner. And it's off the top of the glass and then off the support that holds it in place. Then makes it out of bounds, and that makes it Pierre ball with 9.4 left in the first. They have to come full court and face some pressure. Dupree speeds in the front court. Right wing Price. Open thought about that three. Now takes it with 4 seconds and hits it. Remington Price. As the first quarter ends, gives Pierre a 4-point lead on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Pierre 16, Jefferson 12 at the end of one. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. We return with the second quarter from Jefferson High School in Sioux Falls in 1 minute. I'm the official voice of the Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
Pier. Second quarter begins here at Jefferson High School. Jefferson boys doing a number so far in the Governors. 23-10, the Cavaliers lead early second quarter. Brian has that game on River 92-7. 9-point first quarter for Reese Terwilliger. Jefferson's ball to start the second. Cassidy Larson outside the arc on left wing. Pass into the lane to Watkins. To McGovern Harrington. Aaliyah. With a bounce to Watkins, right corner McGovern Harrington, back to Watkins. Drives into the lane, bounce left baseline, 9 to shoot. Left of the lane, jumper by Hayes, that's missing. And it's the rebound for Reese Terwilliger, who is off to a great start tonight. And then it's knocked out of bounds by Jefferson. Terwilliger already with 9 points and 6 rebounds. Pierce is 7 of 11 shooting, by the way. And Jefferson is 5 of 11. Lob Dan Watkins. Great play to knock it away from Stevens and drives for an uncontested layup. 7 for Sierra Watkins off just the second turnover for Pier. 16-14. Pier by 2. About a minute gone. Second quarter. Remington Price. For Sydney Tedrow, who's coming to the game at the start of the second quarter for the Governors. Stevens on the right side. Bounce to Terwilliger. Back out front to Stevens. Laney, left lane, line, missing. And Celia Hayes with the rebound. Driving the drive past McGovern Harrington, but it did not fall. Larson for Jefferson. Up top to Sierra Watkins. Pass on the right side for Hayes. 15 on the shot clock. These teams both are using a lot of the shot clock. McGovern Harrington, right wing of Hayes, open 3. This one's short. McGovern Harrington grabs it in the lane, throws it over the rim. Terwilliger has another rebound. That's 7 for her. Trouble in the backcourt. Oh, as she almost was too late to get rid of it. And head coach Kirk Bebout, seeing the problem, calls a 30-second. At Tegra, timeout. So will we. 6:11 left first half in Sioux Falls. Pier 16, Jefferson 14, back in 30 seconds on KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Took the rebound down on the backcourt and then just stopped. And the Cal was on her. It was close to a 5-second call, and Kirk Bebout called the timeout. Pier has to come full court, facing some Jefferson pressure. 16-14, Pier, 6-11 first half. Ooh, that nearly got away from Dupree, but the freshman Lennox picked it up. Drives down the left alley, front court. It is tipped out front. Watkins stole it. Down floor again. Fouled. Well, it was all Tedrow could do to prevent a layup. Third turnover on Pier. First foul on Tedrow. And Sierra Watkins will go to the line with a chance for 8 or 9 points already in this game. And Kirk Bebout was right. This may be their best player of some good ones on this team. First free throws of the game here for Jefferson. The first is good, and sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor Basketball and KGFX include the Mara Law Office, Red Rosa Italian Grill, Capital City Campus, Holcomb Peterson, Lingle Walsh, Ian Jones, LLP, and the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. One more for Watkins to tie it. She's good. Fifth time the game's been tied. 16 all, 5:52 in the first half at Jefferson High School in Sioux Falls. Brand new program. Pass off too far. Kaiser too much on it behind Sidney Tedrow. And the Governors now have three turnovers in the first 2:15 of this second quarter after having only one in the entire first quarter. And Jefferson with the ball in this tie game, 5:38, first half. They brought Ashlyn Johnson into the game, a 5'5 sophomore. She gave it back to Sierra Watkins. Stevens guards her. Stopping bounce left corner. McGovern Harrington's three is rimming out. Rebound tip by Kaiser back to herself. Second rebound for Avery. Tie game remains for the moment. Stevens up top, Kaiser. Open three off the front rim. Dupree trying to grab that rebound, can't do it. Morgan Whiting is there instead. Down floor on the right wing for McGovern Harrington. 5 minutes left first half and a tie game at 16. Closely contested as we figured. Here's a drive by Johnson, right lane line, foul. She had gotten past Avery Kaiser, who then tried to stop it, and all that Avery could do was foul. That's her second, first Governor with two. They've only had only three team fouls. And Ashlyn Johnson will shoot twice here. I would imagine Kaiser will be substituted in between these free throws. First one misses. Lennox Dupree is out. Yep, Kaiser does come out. Barry and Terwilliger back in. Sports marketing partners include Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, First Dakota National Bank, the South Dakota National Guard Pitts Design Build, and Kathy Sunshine Properties. One more for Johnson. That also missed, and Reese Terwilliger has rebound number 8. She is close to a double-double in this first half. Down floor for Tedrow, trying to tie her up. Tedrow hits the floor, keeps the ball somehow to Price. Wow, how'd she do that? Oh, the pass is stolen. There's Watkins again. Down floor right baseline. Layup is missed. Tedrow the rebound. And then she's fouled. Boy, frustration there for Watkins, where the ball's just out of bounds, actually. But, ooh, looked like Watkins had another easy layup, but missed it, and it stays tied at 16, 4:27, first half. Barry in a double team's lost. Her dribble's got to find somebody, goes Price. Right corner, right baseline to Williger, over Whiting, in to Williger, has 11. 18-16, Pierre back in front, 4:12 in the first half. In some trouble is Hayes, but she finds Johnson on the right wing. Ashwin guarded by Tedrow. Pass, ooh, nearly thrown away, but Hayes is able to pick it up near the midcourt line. Midway through the second quarter, now 15 on the shot clock. Hayes uses a screen for Johnson in the right corner. Ashlyn into the lane, 9 to shoot. Lost the ball, and ooh, there to save it. Good play by Watkins, 5 on the shot clock. Drives into the lane, rolled off on her. A rebound game, struck with a foul by Whiting. On an offensive board. Tied again at 18. And this one is on, did they say Terwilliger? I think they did, yes. They haven't put it on the board, but anyway, it's the fourth foul on Pierre. And the free throw good by Whiting to put Jefferson back in front. 19-18, fifth lead change. 3:37, first half. It is Price to Barry up top. Stevens. Barry again right side. Right corner, Price. Hayes guards her. Into the post to Terwilliger. Bounce to Price, and she's fouled by Hayes. That's two on Talia Hayes. So two important players for Jefferson. Hayes and Dunn both have two fouls. And we have not seen Dunn for a while. We do see Remy Price at the foul line. Hit a three in the first quarter. Missed two free throws earlier. First one here for Remy is good. Tied again at 19, tie number 7. And with those two fouls, out comes Talia Hayes, and back in comes Cassidy Larson for Jefferson. Remington Price will shoot one more to try to put Pierre back into the lead with 3:21 left in the first half. She's good. Lead change number 6. to 19, Pierre in front. 3:13 in the first half. Sierra Watkins on right wing for the Cavs. Bounce to Larson. Left wing open. Once a three, left it short. And a long rebound came to Ryan Berry for Pierre. Jefferson now 2 of 8 on three-pointers. Price on the right baseline, took it from Schwether, back to Reese in the lane, 13 over. Whiting is missing the Whiting rebounds. And Whiting did a good job to affect Reese's shot right there. Driving the baseline, missing here by McGovern. Harrington and Remington Price came down a little awkwardly, but she's now walking off and all right. Pierre had a rebound there, and now the inbound. And a buzz, but no one was at the scorer's table. So off we go again. Pierre in the front court, 2:31 and a half. They leave Jefferson 20-19. So Williger, high post. She's in the lane. Out for Tedro. Sid wants a three. Missed everything. Price couldn't save it. It's out of bounds to Jefferson. Here comes Elise Christofferson into the game for the first time for Pierre, the 5'6 sophomore. And again, Remington Price, we told you she came down awkwardly, was all right, but she's going to get a little rest. A little pass, and down there to bring a dual possession is Tedro with Larson, and that gives it to the Governors. Counted as the first second quarter turnover on Jefferson. Avery Kaiser back in. Remember, a couple of fouls for Avery. And to the bench comes Sydney Tedro. Here's five for Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, Avery Kaiser, Elise Christofferson, and Lainey Stevens. A lob in the lane for Kaiser. Lost the ball, picked up by McGovern Harrington. Sixth peer turnover. Jefferson looks for the lead again. Right of the lane, a drive by Silvernail. Now out to Larson for a three on the right side, off the rim. There is Watkins to take it in for a moment until it was taken away from her. Ryan Berry made the steal. Good play by Ryan. Pierre keeps the lead. They're in the front court with a three. Straight away, Ryan Berry hit it. Her offensive game has continued to improve through the season. She now has five. Pierre by four. 23-19, matching their longest lead. 140 in the first half. McGovern Harrington nearly too low, but able to take it to Silvernay on the right baseline. Shot over the rim. Berry a rebound, and then Ryan's fouled. And Jefferson struggling in this second quarter. Cassidy Larson with the foul. That's her first 15 foul. Remington Price back in for Elise Christofferson for Pierre with 1:33 left in the first half. That timeout of Iowa Go brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Berry out front, all taken away from Kaiser, wondering where the foul was, by Cassidy Larson, who drives and missed a layup. Oh my goodness, they've missed two layups. Stevens with the rebound, and now Pierre head coach Kirk Bebaugh wants another Agtegra timeout. It's a full one. Let's take a minute here. 1:14, first half. Pierre 23, Jefferson 19. We're back in 60 seconds on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Both teams are struggling with their shooting in the second quarter. Pierce 2-for-6, Jefferson just 2-of-11. It's inbounded to Ryan Berry into the front court, into the lane, one hand, right, good from 13. Ryan Berry just said, let me have this, and I got you covered. She's up to 7, 25-19, Pierce by 6 with a minute left in the first half. Larson for Jefferson, into the lane, just turns around. What the world was that? Well, Larson will take it. It looked like she was going to make a pass and then just turn around and shot it in. As Berry came down the right alley, she's fouled by Sierra Watkins, who hit the floor, but then Ryan helped her up. Watkins first. That's team foul number 6. Pierce has 4 team fouls. 47 seconds, first half. Kaiser inbounding to Stevens. Guarded tightly by Watkins. This team really defends you tightly. Kaiser has Silvernail. And took a walk. 7th first half turnover on the Governors. Talia Hayes is back in. Of course, she has a couple of fouls. Nancy Peter is also back in. We saw Peter at Lincoln last year. Halftime of the Riggs High Gym. Ooh. Jefferson Cavaliers looking good against the Governor boys. 39-23. Jefferson on top. It's into Sierra Watkins. Brian, of course, has that game on River 92-7. 33 seconds, 3 more in the game clock, then on the shot clock. Watkins hands it to Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington. Now on the right side with 24 seconds in the half, it's Hayes, who just came back in. 18 on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. McGovern-Harrington guarded by Price. 13 and 10 on the clocks. Hayes out front, 10 and 7. Dupree left in and hit the floor, and it's an offensive foul, the third on Dunn. Oh, an enormous play there. No free throws, but Jaden Dunn has just picked up her third foul. Shantava Pruitt making her case to the official, saying, didn't you see 10 in black, meaning Dupree reach in first, 10.3. Pierre went down from the backcourt. They're up 4, 25-21. Berry trying to move it ahead on Larson. 5 seconds, 4. Front court. Into the lane. Runner at the end of the first half is good. Ryan Berry hits another big bucket. Ryan Berry is up to 9. And Pierre matches their longest lead at the half. It's 27-21 Governors. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard, Wagner Auto in Pierre, you know, they're South Dakota's oldest auto dealer, and they've been in the capital city since 1907. Pierre with a great shooting first half, although the second quarter was a bit of a struggle until the very finish. But a big bucket there by Ryan Berry to give the Governors a 6-point lead at the half. Stay tuned for the CHS River Plains halftime report. We'll be back with it in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts and car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
Dear Governors, in a sort of game I'm sure they expected, holding off the Jefferson Cavaliers, a very good defensive team. Shooting's let them down a little bit. Pier 27, Jefferson 21 and a half. Here at Jefferson High School in Sioux Falls, I'm David Burrell. Trinity Pearson is our studio coordinator, and Caleb Rozick is handling the video tonight. We're glad to have you with us. Here's how it went. In the first half tonight, what a first half for Reese Terwilliger. Not far from a double-double already. She has 11 points and 8 rebounds. And Ryan Berry with 9, including a 3 and that big bucket with a second to go in the first half. That was a terrific, really one-person break by Ryan after they had inbounded with just under 9 seconds left in the half. And Berry let it go and didn't have Jefferson a chance to respond. Remington Price with 5 in the first half. Remy hit a 3-2 for Avery Kaiser, who had a little bit of foul trouble. Never got to her third, though. Sierra Watkins leading Jefferson. She had 9 and a 3. Morgan Whiting with 5. Ella Silvernail off the bench with 3. Cassidy Larson off the bench with 2. Talia Hayes with 2. Jaden Dunn, speaking of foul trouble, she has it. 3 fouls in the first half for the fine sophomore post player. But as we say, Jefferson, the shooting let him down in the second quarter. Just 3 out of 12, and they went 36% in the first half at 8 of 22. 2 of 8 on threes. Pierre had been 2 for 6, but hit those last two to go 4 for 8 in the second quarter. And 11 of 19 for the first half. 58%. The Governors playing sharply on offense, really 2 of 5 on threes. 3 of 6 Pierre at the line, 3 of 5 Jefferson. Rebounding advantage is to Pierre, 17 to 14. They've got to be pleased with that against the Jefferson team that rebounds well. 7 turnovers for each side. There have been 6 lead changes and 7 ties already. Pierre up 16 to 12 after 1, up 27-21 at the half here in Sioux Falls against Jefferson. Governor boys, well, they're having their hands full tonight, as we have mentioned, with the Jefferson Cavaliers at the Rickside Gym. 39-23 Jefferson to the half. Caden Year leading the Cavaliers with 12. Matthew Hansen, 7. Lincoln Keenel, 6 for the Governors. That game is on River 92-7 with Ryan. Other AA girls scores. Brandon Valley ran past Mitchell at the Corn Palace, 56-18. Boy, the Colonels were playing well, but they're struggling a little bit again lately. Watertown, wow. Watertown is leading Harrisburg 52-12 at halftime. You cannot figure that Harrisburg team out. They'll look great one night and not so great the next. Wow. Brookings leads at Yankton at the half, 37-23. Sturgis just underway at Douglas, and the Scoopers lead 8-6. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Other boys' scores besides the Governors. Yankton leading in Brookings at the half, 25-17. Washington leading Lincoln here in Sioux Falls, 42-40, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's what's happening in boys AA basketball tonight. And also locally, Stanley County's 6A girls first-round reaching game with Winter postponed until Thursday night at 6:30 in Winter. Winter closed school today, so no action for Stanley County this evening, but they'll be there on Thursday evening in Winter. Here in Sioux Falls at the half, 27-21, Pierre Governors lead the Jefferson Cavaliers. And our CHS River Plains halftime report, well, it's come to an end because the second half's about to get going. We'll have it for you in 2 minutes from Sioux Falls and beautiful New Jefferson High School on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre. Quincy Christie was a 3-year football and track star for the Pierre Governors. In football, he owns the single season and career rushing records. In track, he owns several school sprint records, as well as being a 2-time state champion in the 100-meter dash. And being 3-time Gatorade Circle of Champion Award winner for South Dakota, twice in track and field and once in football, he's the only athlete in the country has ever won that award 3 times. Quincy Christie, truly one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
And here, hang on for a 6-win-7 games in girls basketball. They shot well in the first half, 58%. They're leading Jefferson here in Sioux Falls, 27-21 as the second half begins. David Burrow with you. Thank you for joining us. Governor Boys on River 92-7 again, trailing Jefferson at the Rickside Gym. 44-31 now, 3 minutes into the third quarter. Don't forget, state wrestling coverage begins in the 9 o'clock hour here on KGFX on Thursday. Brian will be at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. Second half, Jefferson will throw in. Brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Line and Fort Pier, where they're starting five of Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington, Sierra Watkins, Talia Hayes, Morgan Whiting, Jaden Dunn. Remember, Jaden Dunn has 3 fouls. Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Twilliger, and Avery Kaiser, Fort Pier. Whiting. For Watkins it is, up top to Hayes. Pass thrown into the backcourt. Hayes touches it, and for the second time in this game, Jefferson has a backcourt violation for their 8th turnover. Pass just too far and way behind Hayes, and Pierre has it 18 seconds gone in the third quarter, up 6, matching their longest lead in the game. Ryan Berry on the right wing to Remington Price. At the bucket, basically to our left, away from us. Watch it, remember, the KGFX page and the DRG News app and the DRGNews.com, brought to you by Valve and Lumber. This crowd can make some noise in here, can't they? Left wing, it is Stevens, still 15 on the shot clock. Laney, Not Watkins down, or at least Watkins made you think so. Drive on the right block is good by Avery Kaiser, her second bucket. 29-21, the Pure lead 8. Pass down low for a layup by McGovern. Harrington, who's been a little frustrated offensively, but hit that layup. 29-23, Pure, a minute gone in the third quarter. Berry on the right alley, right in front of the Governor bench to Price. Top of the wing, Kaiser. Swinging left side, Stevens. Laney open for a three. Short off the left rim. Whiting has the rebound, long down floor. Dunn is able to lay it in. First good look, really, she's had offensively in the game. Her first two, 29-25, here by four. Minute and a half gone in the third. Berry, left wing for Stevens. Berry up top. Kick out for a three by Kaiser off the rim. Berry, nobody blocked her out, but then Dunn blocked her. Berry, however, is able to gain the rebound. Back up with his Strohliger missing. Ooh, and Stevens hit the floor hard. Dunn had the board. Stevens is up. Into the front court. Right wing, Dunn now tries a three. Missing, but Remington Price could not hold on to the rebound. It'll stay with Jefferson. And Lennox Dupree comes in for Pierre, for Stevens. Laney, well, they're going to look at her. She is hobbling a little bit. Left wing three, good. McGovern Harrington, look out. She may be turning it on offensively. She has five in the quarter. Seven in a row. And it is 29-28. Now the ball's thrown away. McGovern Harrington. Jefferson looks to regain the lead. Down floor for a layup. She's fouled by Dupree. Lennox held her. First on Lennox. First team foul of the second half. And Aaliyah McGovern Harrington, who's hit a layup and a three, will try to put Jefferson back in front at the line. First one for the sophomore is good to tie it at 29. Eighth tie in the game. Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates Overhead Door, First Dakota National Bank, and the May Adam Law Firm. Well, this is to put Jefferson back in front. On the way. Off the back rim, twice, three times, four times, five, and then trying to save it, but not quite being able to do so, is Morgan Whiting. I'm not kidding. That thing went off the rim five times. Pass too low for Price, but Barry's there to pick it up. In the front court, pass two defenders for Dupree up top, back to Price. Kaiser left wing, out front to Lennox Dupree. 29 all tie. Over 2.5 minutes gone in the third. Right wing, a three by Berry. This one's off the rim. Terwilliger reaches over for another rebound. Dunn got a hand on it, though, on her shot. And coming down with his Watkins drive. Layup missed. Follow missed by Hayes. Goodness, McGovern Harrington with a timeout. Jefferson, all these missed layups by the Cavaliers. They'll keep the ball. It's an Agtegra timeout. It's a 30, 5:08 in the third, tied at 29, and we'll return in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card? With a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees, how could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people.
Only missed layups by Jefferson. So they might have a pretty good hold on this lead. Instead, it's tied at 29. 5:08 in the third quarter. Jefferson at 39% shooting. Pierre 52%. Hayes inbounds to Whiting. Left lane line. Moves to the right side. Blocked by Kaiser, and Avery rebounded it. Another block by Avery. She's the leader on this team in that. Down low to Williger for a drive and a layup by Kaiser. She started it, then she finished it. Pierre keeps the lead at 31-29, 4:48 third quarter. Watkins front court left wing for Jefferson with that headband. Drives on Kaiser, lays it in. Oh, and Kaiser took a hard spill and is still down. Watkins ties the game at 31, the ninth time the game's been tied. But the attention, I think Avery hit her head. And Avery is hurting, and now assistant Jeff Schlackaway is going to come out to take a look at her, too, after the Jefferson trainer came over to take a look. 4:40, third quarter. Avery is not feeling good at the moment. Jeff Schlackaway is going to help her at least to a sitting position. She'll have to come out, obviously, and there are a few cobwebs for Aves right now. By the way, we have a brand new podcast. You can find it at the KGFX page or any Pier Station page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com called The Player's Perspective. The one that's there now features Governor Girls Wrestlers. But on the next couple, we're going to have Avery along with Remington Price, and they're going to walk Avery or Avery to the locker room here. And that is concerning. But, or at least near the locker room, we can see they're still taking a look at her, and they may ask her the questions that need to be asked. You're worried about possible concussion. She did hit her head. Sid Tedrow's in for it. Into the front. Cut ball stolen. It is a drive and another miss by Hayes. Montgomery Harrington follows and scores and puts Jefferson back in front. 33-31 Jefferson. Lee changes hands for the seventh time. Tedrow in the front court. Baseline, turning around and missing as Terwilliger ends up in the hands of Hayes. Long down floor for Dunn. Drives, layup and a foul! ...35-31, Jefferson. They called a walk. They did not call a foul. I beg your pardon. It is a turnover. Oh, break there for the Governors. We're still down only two. My apologies. Price to Tedrow. Oh, big break there, possibly. Dupree, left wing, up front for Berry. So 15 on the shot clock, 3:42 in the quarter. Price, left baseline drive, left it short, rebound. Dupree turns around over the rim, grabbed down there on a dual possession. It'll stay with Pierre. Dupree tried to follow, could not. But Pierre will keep it. It hit the rim, so a brand new shot clock for the Governors. 3:34, third quarter. Again, it's a 2-point Cavalier lead, 33-31. My apologies for the confusion a moment ago. Into Price, who laid it in. Great feed off the inbounds pass from Dupree. Second bucket for Remy. She has seven. Tied again at 33. 10th time this game's been tied. And now a dual possession. It's going to stay with Jefferson, but I'll reach in there. See, use the arrow again. Jefferson will inbound right in front of head coach Chonteva Pruitt and their bench with 3:25 in the third. Hayes to Watkins. Back to Talia Hayes out front. Screen by Whiting. Dunn playing a high post. Terwilliger out there to Garter. Right wing Hayes down low. Tedrow reached around Morgan Whiting and committed his second foul. We can see still Avery Kaiser being checked out off court, off to our right. She did hit her head a little bit ago. Dunn is out. Ella Silvernail back in for Jefferson. 33-all, 3:13 left third quarter, Jefferson basketball. McGovern Harrington has hit three big buckets in this quarter. Handed off on the right corner to Hayes. Lob for Silvernail. Working on Terwilliger. Reese cut her off. Back for a drive in the lane by Hayes. Hit it from seven. Celia Hayes, second bucket. 35-33 in the ball. Thrown away by Pierre. Picked up by Watkins. Driving. Another missed layup by Hayes. Goodness me. Tedrow with a rebound. All these chances they've had to the rim that haven't gone in. Now the Governors throw away again. Picked up by Watkins, another steal for her, and then Ryan Berry tripped her up with a foul. Her first. Keene's third. Dupree out, Laney Stevens in. And again, we look at Avery Kaiser. Jeff Schleckaway is over there near. So is the trainer. Avery's got her hands on her hips at the moment. Been out since she hit the floor hard a few minutes ago. Watkins on left wing. 35-33 Jefferson. They have the ball. 2:31 third quarter. Watkins tries to drive on Barry all the way to the rim. Didn't fall for it, but Morgan Whiting keeps it going with an offensive rebound. Jefferson. Second opportunity here. Driving and just losing the ball is Hayes. Picked up by Terwilliger. Down floor, left wing. Stevens, a three, is off the left rim. And a dual possession in the rebound will keep it with the Governors. Now, it's what we expected. No doubt about it. We figured it would be this type of close physical game, and it has been. Dunn's back in. Larson is back in. And Pierre wants a timeout. An Integra timeout, a full timeout. 2:02 in the third. Jefferson 35, Pierre 33. And we're back in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Taking care, touching lives. Abanterra Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Abanterra Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Abanterra Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Abanterra Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
There's good news for Pierre as Avery Kaiser's back on the floor with 2:02 left in the third quarter. And she takes the inbounds pass, missed it short, however. From the right block, rebound for Jaden Dunn. Jefferson with the ball, 35-33 lead, a minute 50 left in the third quarter. Bounce to Dunn from Silvernail, back to Ellen, nearly dropped it. Work it back on the left lane line to Dunn, into the middle of the lane, drives over the rim. And Kaiser rebounds, and again, another shot right on the blocks. Missed by Jefferson. They're still only at 38% shooting, but they're up two. Barry, high post Kaiser. Left lane line, double team. Shoots over it anyway, misses. Rebound by Dunn. Yeah, that's a force there, really, by Avery. Into the front court. And McGovern-Harrington had it stripped away, and Ryan Barry picked it up for Pierre. Drives for a layup, but it's short! And then a foul by rebound by Watkins, and she is fouled. Now Pierre misses a layup. Barry with the foul. Her second. Morgan Whiting's back in for Jefferson. Their five are Whiting along with Talia Hayes, Sierra Watkins. Cassidy Larson is also back into the game, too, and also Jaden Dunn. Watkins for a jumper from 18 feet. That's around the basket and out by Whiting. Price with a rebound. Shooting's been a little cold for both teams in this third quarter. 46 seconds left in it. Price bounced to Kaiser right on the lane. Drives right down the middle. Had the ball deflected away before she could ever shoot it. Picked up by Jefferson. Larson down floor. Another shot missed at the rim, but it's knocked out of bounds by Pierre. It was turnover number 11. Just stripped out of her hand. It was a good play. Larson will inbound. 33.4 left in the third quarter. 28 to shoot for Jefferson, who still leads. We've been stuck in this score for a while. 35-33. Watkins, right wing. Barry guards her. Out near the timeline. We told you the difference between the game clock and the shot clock, about 3 seconds or so. Talia Hayes bringing on the right side for Sierra Watkins, down to 10 to shoot and 15 in the quarter. Watkins down the left lane line. Left it for Dunn. Right wing Larson with 9 seconds. A three is off the rim, but the rebound by Whiting and then knocked away from her by Kaiser down floor to Stevens for a three at the buzzer that's short. Well, it is a struggle for both teams, and it's Jefferson, however, who has the lead at the end of three in the Wagner Auto scoreboard, 35-33 over Pierre. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Interesting fourth quarter, I think. It comes your way in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Run by Jefferson. Pierre was up 8. They were held to 3 of 15 shooting in the third quarter. Jefferson leads 35-33 and inbounds to start the final 8 minutes here in Sioux Falls. Talia Hayes guarded by Barry. Right wing for Sierra Watkins. Barry now with a switch on her. Left wing Hayes. Pass Price. Jumper knocked away by Kaiser, but regained by Hayes, who threw it off Kaiser, and out of bounds. It'll stay with Jefferson. Left baseline. Hayes with the inbound to Dunn. Right wing for Larson. 15 on the shot clock. It's into the lane for a drive and a layup by Watkins. They do it, a layup this time. 37-33 Jefferson. Watkins has 13. 30 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Governors need a hoop. They're down 4. This is Jefferson's longest lead of the game. Laney Stevens, right wing for Barry. Right of the lane, a jumper by Kaiser. Just a little too long. And Jane Dunn with a rebound. She has not picked up a foul, by the way, in this second half. She had 3 in the first. And she's done much better inside. Hayes backs it out. Chantava Pruitt says, take a little time here. Handed to Larson on the right wing. Right foul line extended Watkins. Handed on the left side for Morgan Whiting. Now for Larson. 12 on the shot clock. Nearly taken away by Barry. Hayes down the right baseline. She stepped on the baseline. She sure did. It's out of bounds. And it's going to be Governor basketball. As Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington comes back in. We'll update the boys when we get a moment. As Jefferson continues to hold a pretty big lead at the Rickside Gym. It's on River 92-7. The Bryan pass broken for a three by Kaiser. That's off the rim. Dunn rebounds. Boy, the Governor's shooting is now 3 of 17 in the second half. Left wing McGovern-Harrington. Knocked away from her. Picked up by Ryan Barry. Barry stops. Under the right wing for Price. Back to Barry again. Left wing Stevens. Kick out right wing from Kaiser to Price. 3 for Remy. Just a little long there. It's done with another board. She's had a big second half rebounding with 7 of them. Down floor for a drive by Hayes. She's fouled. With 6:08 remaining. Hayes will go to the line. Avery Kaiser with a foul. That's her third. 15 foul of the second half on the Governors. Hayes with a couple of free throws to try to extend this Jefferson lead. The first is no good. Sports marketing partners that help bring you Governor basketball on KGFX include Anderson, Rumsa Dental, Olinger Law Firm, All Around Graphics, Midco, Delta Dental, Comtech, American Bank and Trust, and Pierre Dental Clinic. One more for Hayes. That's good. 38-33 Jefferson. A 17-4 run for the Cavaliers since early in the third quarter. 6 minutes left. Kizer left wing for Stevens. I'll say it again. The Governors need a bucket. Up top to Berry. To Kizer right of the lane. Down low. That's what they need. Terwilliger off the rim. Done. Changed that shot and then grabbed the rebound. Right wing. Now Dunn tries a three, but it's off the glass, and Kizer with a needed rebound for the Governors. But what they need now are points. Down five to Jefferson. 38-33. 5:33 left. Price has to pick the ball up on the second try. Right wing baseline from Chan. She hit it. There's points. The first two and a half of the quarter for Price. Four and a half. And Pierre head coach Kirk Bebout wants an Integra timeout. It's a 30, 5:24 remaining in the fourth. Jefferson 38, Pierre 35. We'll return in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Still all Jefferson boys at the Rickside Gym leading the Governors 56-40 with about 2.5 minutes left in that game. Brian Ezzin on River 92.7. Here in Sioux Falls, the Jefferson girls leading Pierre 38-35. 5:24 left. That bucket a moment ago by Remy Price. Just the fourth made field goal in the second half for Pierre. They're down to 38% shooting. They're 4 of 20 in this half. Jefferson ball. Governors need some defense here. They're 8-10, going for a sixth win in seven games. They host Sioux Falls Roosevelt on River 92-7 Saturday to start our Governor basketball doubleheader at 1:30. McGovern Harrington for Watkins in the circle. Right wing McGovern Harrington. Pass Kizer. Bounce for Dunn. Over Kizer, but missed. Laney Stevens comes down with a timely rebound for Pierre, who's down a three. Pressure, but into the front court. Price stops up top for Berry. Left wing Stevens. Kick out for Price. Open three. Took it from Kizer, but missed. Kizer with a rebound. Worked her way past Dunn. Big rebound by Avery. Down low to Williger. Trying to work. It's a double team. So Berry drives, threw it over the rim, and rebounded by Dunn. And that's just the way the second half is going for the Governors. Left wing Hayes open for a three. That's off the left rim short. And trying to save the rebound is Watkins. And it went off a Governor. And with Stevens coming out, here comes Lennox Dupree back into the Pierre lineup. 4:22 left in the fourth. Jefferson with the ball on a 38-35 lead. Lob into the lane. Oh, it's too far for Dunn, and it's out of bounds. 12th turnover on Jefferson. Governors down still a three. It's anybody's game still with 4:15 left, but the Governors trying to get their offense back going. Price with a shot a moment ago for Kizer. Drives right lane. Bounces too far, so Williger wasn't really ready for it. And Talia Hayes took it away for Jefferson. Drives all the way to the right block. Missed it over the rim. Another shot missed at the rim. Ryan Berry with a rebound. Eight shots, that's got to be. Oh, and then the Governors throw it away to the bench. I was going to say, nope, the official, one official overruled the other, the state of Pierre. It's got to be eight shots at least that Jefferson has missed at the rim, or they'd be in control of this game. They're up three, 38-35 with 3:51 remaining. Governors have it. It's into Dupree. Working on Watkins. Right of the old circle. Jumper by Kizer. That missed, but Terwilliger with a big rebound. It's the second of the half. Right corner for Price. Down low to Williger. There's that double team waiting for her again. Out front, Berry. Open three. It rimmed out. Tip ball, but it came to Dupree. How about the hustle there by Lennox? Keeping it with the Governors. Ball loose on the floor. Off, picked up by McGovern Harrington. And then a timeout. An Integra timeout by Roosevelt, by Jefferson head coach Shantae Vapruitt, the Roosevelt alum. Acres Ed can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We'll take a minute. 3:17 left. Jefferson 38, Pew 35. Back in 1 minute on KGFX.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 852-2224 or online at www.venture.com. Venturecom.net.
It will be Jefferson to inbound in the front court. 3:17 left. They lead Pier 38-35. Pier is all the way down to 36% shooting. They were in the 50s throughout the first half. Larson out front to Whiting. Left wing McGovern-Harrington guarded by Price. Still 21 on the shot clock. McGovern-Harrington, Price leaps up at her again. Hands it to Whiting. There's a double team. McGovern-Harrington open for the moment. Keeps the dribble going. Now 11 on the shot clock as Larson drives near the right block. Cut off. Pass nearly too far. Picked up by Watkins. Down to 5 on the timer. She's near the center circle. McGovern-Harrington left wing. Knocked away by Barry, and out of bounds as the shot clock buzzer rang. I thought the ball might have gone out of bounds before that, but they're going to say it's a turnover, and the shot clock ran out, and Pier has it back. Good defense there by the Governors. Now they need to take advantage with points. Down 3, 2:43 left in the fourth. Price for Dupree, guarded by McGovern-Harrington on the right wing. In front of the Pier bench. A lob, it's for Kaiser. To Williger for a left wing, Price three to tie it. She hit it. Remington Price with her second three of the game. She's up to 12. It's tied again for the 11th time. 38 all, 2:20 left in regulation. McGovern-Harrington, oh, a pick three there by Remy. In the old circle, it's Hayes. Right wing to McGovern-Harrington. What big bucket she had in the third quarter. Bounce again to Hayes. Double team to McGovern-Harrington again. 15 on the shot clock. Left wing Watkins wants a three. Rim out. Top break. To Williger with a rebound. She has a double-double now. And a foul at midcourt as it was given to Dupree. Falling on her was McGovern-Harrington. Up to call it on Larson. My mistake. Would you believe that's the first foul that's been called on Jefferson? And this arrow went off Price, but Dupree's there to take it. To Kaiser, drive down the middle of the lane, had it knocked away. It'll stay with Pier with 1:49 left in regulation. It is over at the Riggs High Gym. The Governors made a comeback to get to within 7, but Jefferson holds on for a 64-56 win, and the Governors are 9-10. Right wing Price, here in a tie game of 38, 1:44 in regulation. Price to Dupree, back to Remy. Right of the lane, it's to Williger. Dropped out of bounds by Kaiser. She had the ball and then just dropped it into the Pier bench. Every possession really important now with 1:37 left in regulation in a tie game at 38. Watkins with a left-hand dribble. She's into the front court. Barry's there to guard her. Screen set. Left corner. McGovern-Harrington a three off the rim. Watkins tapped it to McGovern-Harrington on a long rebound. Another possession here. Jefferson steals one. 1:16 left. Tied at 38. Watkins on Barry to Dunn. A good second half she's had after foul trouble in the first half. Down low, Hayes. Right block. Missed another one at the rim. Whiting, however, follows and scores. Jefferson's back in front, 40-38. 57 seconds left. Right wing the pass to Price. Back to Lennox Dupree. You can hear the Jefferson fans. Price for a three in the lead. Good! Reddington Price, what another enormous three! The Governors lead 41-40. 15 for Remy, 38 seconds left. Right baseline, it's Hayes. Kick it out. And a timeout called by Jefferson. Let's keep it here. With 34.7 left and 26 on the shot clock. Remington Price, as she has done so often, comes up with the enormous three ball. Her third of the game for the eighth lead change. Pierre is back in front, 41-40 with 34.7 to go in regulation. Let's set things here. Jefferson's down to two timeouts. Pierre has only one. Five team fouls on Pierre. Jefferson has only one. And if the arrow is needed, it points to Pierre. So keep that in mind. If Jefferson misses, Pierre gets the ball back, then they could just hold it and let themselves be fouled, because that's still five fouls to give for Jefferson. Remember, that was an issue for the Governors late in a couple of games earlier this year. But it would be an issue for Jefferson if they stay behind, which they are now by a point. Out of the Exchequer timeout, Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Exchequer cooperative today. Sports marketing partners to help bring you Governor basketball on KGFX are Iceberg Funeral Home and Wecker Auto. All right, here we go. 34.7 on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock. Talia Hayes inbounds left baseline, right below us. 41-40, Pierre, it's Jefferson ball. Hayes, counts on her. Counts still on her. In left wing to Watkins, pass Barry. Up top for Whiting, back to Watkins. 27 on the game clock. Trying to drive on Barry, bounce in the right corner to Hayes. Up top for Dunn. Terwilliger trying to front her. Pastor lays it in. Misses! Terwin! Ravke Kaiser the rebound! Another miss at the rim! Oh my goodness, they will be might be seeing these missed layups in their sleep. The foul here is the third on Hayes. And remember, that's only the second team foul, not free throws. Now they got to get the ball in, and it's intercepted by Morgan Whiting and down to the floor, and she calls timeout. And Kirk Bebout is saying, what about a dual possession? Oh, boy, a big play there by Morgan Whiting. I understand Kirk's argument. I don't think he has one, though. Well, Jefferson will have the last chance. We're down. Let's keep it here again. We're down to 8.8 left. Here 41, Jefferson 40. But after that turnover, the 14th on the Governors, Jefferson's going to have one more chance. But this game would already be over if they would have made, what's it been, Caleb? 10 shots at the rim at least? Ooh. Well, they still have a chance to win this game. In the first ever meeting, of course, between these schools. A very entertaining game, very hard-nosed game, as we thought it would be. Each team, let's set it, reset it again. Each team with one timeout left. Again, that was just the second team foul on Jefferson, but of course they have the ball now. Pierre with five team fouls. And remember, the possession arrow still points to Pierre. Maybe that's why Kirk Bebout was arguing so strenuously. But it didn't look like a dual possession. Instead, Jefferson may have the last chance with 8.8 left. McGovern, Harrington, Watkins, Hayes, Whiting and Dunn on the floor for them. Dupree, Kaiser, Terwilliger, Price, Barry for Pierre. Here we go. Hayes right in front of her head coach. Well, inbound for the Cavaliers of Jefferson. Three, four. She has inbounded a time! It's a five-second violation! Oh, my goodness! The ball has to touch somebody in bounds before the count hits five. It didn't. Pierre has it back with 8.8 left. Oh, my goodness! Kaiser inbounds to Price. Knocked out of bounds by McGovern-Harrington. 1.2 went off the clock, 7.6. Now, head coach Kirk Bebout up here will call his last timeout. Why don't we take 30 here and catch our breath? An Integra timeout. 7.6 left. Pier will have the balls. They try to hang on. Whew, they lead at Jefferson 41-40. Back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
The Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276 GT, 103.1 FM Fort Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Ooh, what a crucial turnover on Jefferson on the 5-second violation. Then they knocked an inbounds pass out of bounds. So Jefferson will be putting the pressure on here on the inbound right in front of the Jefferson bench. Pier's last timeout. Jefferson has only one. Again, team fouls are 5 for Pier. And again, here's where it's important. Just 2 for Jefferson. So no free throws on a common foul. Pier just wants to get the ball to somebody and say, you want to foul us? Fine. We'll just inbound again. It's inbounded to Price. She is fouled by McGovern Harrington. Another 9 tenths went off, 6.7 to go. The first on McGovern Harrington. Again, that's only team foul number 3. And as long as Pier completes their passes, there just isn't a lot Jefferson can do. This one inbounded to Price again. She is fouled by Whiting, her first. Now down to 5.1, so another 1.6 went off. And that's only team foul number 4. It's almost impossible for Jefferson. As long as Pier completes their passes. Berry inbounding in front of Kirk Bebout. It's into Kaiser. She's fouled by Whiting. Now it says 4.6. Only a half second? Well, all right. Team foul number 5, the second on Whiting. So one more foul to give. Berry inbounding to Price. Fouled by McGovern Harrington. Now at 4.4. Her second, so there's team foul number 6. The next one will mean free throws for Pier. And again, it's a matter of completing that pass. The Governors have done this right so far. Berry on the right baseline, will inbound. Dunn leaping in front of her once, twice. Into Kaiser, back to Berry. She's fouled with 2.8. That ball nearly got away. Fourth foul on Dunn. Boy, that pass nearly thrown away. So there is team foul number 7. And Ryan Berry can't wrap this up for Pierre if she hits them both. But with 2.8, it's going to be hard for Jefferson. And Shantiva Pruitt will call her last timeout. Let's take 30 seconds again here, Trinity. 2.8 now left. Pierre comes to the foul line next with a 41-40 lead at Jefferson. Oh boy, back in 30 here on KGFX.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
Now it comes down to a 1-1 for Ryan Berry. Hitting both would help Pier a lot. Berry has not been to the line tonight. The Governors 3 of 6. 2.8 left. Pier's up 41-40. 6 fouls in 5.5 seconds by Jefferson. Front end of the 1-1 for Ryan. She hit it. 42-40, Pier. You hear the Governor fans. 2.8 left. Again, the best she can do is make it a 3-point game, but Jefferson would have to come full court in a hurry. One more for Ryan. On the way for the sophomore. Off the back, rim and through! 43-40 here at 2.8. Dunn, they're whiting. They've got to find somebody down court in a hurry. It's to McGovern Harrington. Across the timeline, 1. Desperation. He is short. Put it in the record book, baby. The Governors have won again. the sixth in the last seven. Remington Price, it would turned out to be the winner with that enormous three-pointer. And then Ryan Berry's two free throws made it a three-point game. They call the Remington for a reason. 15 for Price. Her third three of the game is the winning three. And the Pier Governors get out of here with an extremely hard-fought win. Our final score on the Wegner Auto scoreboard, the Pier Governors 43, the Jefferson Cavaliers 40, Wegner Auto in the capital city, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer since 1907. How's your heart rate? Fingernails still there? Whew, what a win for the Governors. They improved to 9-10. They'll close the regular season at home Saturday against Sioux Falls Roosevelt, but we still have a post game for you tonight. And that'll include our Bauman Lumber player of the game, and that'll include a visit, I'm sure, with a happy, but I'm sure very relieved head coach, Kirk Bebout. Pier wins again. They win at Jefferson. Good job by the Cavaliers, but oh, they're going to rue those missed layups. We'll start our post game in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pier, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Stopper in the first game ever in girls basketball between the Pier Governors and Jefferson Cavaliers. And it was Remington Price's second three of the fourth quarter and third of the game that ended up being the winner with 46.8 left in regulation. Pier 43, Jefferson 40 at the end of real seesaw battle that saw the Governors go pretty cold offensively for most of this second half. In fact, they only had six field goals in the whole half, but Remy had four of them But a big three not long before the winner, and then the winner. Can the Governors come out of here with a win? Kirk Bebout's on his way up. We'll visit with him in just a moment. Let's, for the moment, though, run over the final scoring in this game. Price, as we say, ended up with 15 points tonight. But eight in the fourth quarter, eight of the Governor's 10. In fact, she had 10 of the Governor's 16 second half points. 11 for Ryan Berry, 11 for Reese Terwilliger, 6 for Avery Kaiser. That's how the scoring went for the Governors. Sarah Watkins with 13 points for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Aaliyah McGovern-Harrington with 8. Morgan Whiting, 7. Talia Hayes, 5. 3 for Ella Silvernail, 2 for Cassidy Larson. Jaden Dunn with 2. We'll run down some other numbers in just a tiny bit. But head coach Kirk Bebout is with us. You might have figured, I don't know if you figured that game might be that exciting, but you got the kind of game you figured, and boy, how clutch was Remington Price.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game. I mean, you know, I've been up here a lot of times after not getting those games, and it honestly just comes down to make or miss sometimes, and we just, you know, we made a couple clutch shots. Remy came up big, and, you know, anytime we need a look, like, we feel comfortable with her shooting it, but, you know, it's hard for me not to be a little emotional just because we've really been through a lot. You know, we were 3-9 at one point in time, and, you know, it's like these girls never, ever gave up, and they kept believing, and they kept coming to practice fighting. I just wanted, you know, a run like this for them so bad. But then at the same time, you got to really, really calm down because, you know, we got in a week, we're playing a Sweet 16 game.
Yep.
So, and it might be against the same team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's fun, and it was a really, really good win, a tough battle, really gutsy to get out of there with a win. But, I mean, it is what it is. We still got to come back, and we got things to work on. And, you know, but I think, you know, I think it was good for the girls since see how they can win a game like this. I mean, where it's really, really hard, and that they're hard to guard and hard to get stops, and it's a lot of pressure. And so to get a game like that, I think, is really good for their growth.
You talk about post touches. Reese had a lot of them that first half, nearly ended up with a double-double, and nearly had a double-double in the first half. And a lot of that, to admit, was done having the foul trouble. But then they did the job on her in the second half, and what I thought was a very, very deft adjustment by them. But then that allowed Ryan to get going, and eventually allowed Remy to get going. You talked about it coming through when they make the adjustment on you. You responded.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a series of about 3-4 minutes where we were just getting great looks. I mean, Avery had some 15-footers. I love her. Like, I love that shot for her. Like, I want her to take that every single time. And I think Remy had a couple. I mean, we missed a layup on an out-of-bounds play. We missed a layup on a steal right after that. But, I mean, that's what happens. That's part of the game. You're not always going to convert everything, but you got to have the fortitude and the mental toughness to, you know, hang in there and find ways. And that's what they did.
And they certainly did. And But Ryan, once again, Ryan's continued growth showed again. And I talk about the buckets that Remy hit, but not only with the two free throws, but, boy, the big bucket she had in the second quarter, those can't be forgotten about. The three and the couple of other buckets she hit. But Berry just continues to be so confident. She's been this way certainly defensively all year, but lately her offense, not lately, 9 or 10 games, her offense has just been better and better.
She's just been soaking it in. Honestly, she's been enjoying playing basketball and learning all that she can, and that's how you get better. And she's, you know, she's a huge, huge part of, you know, kind of our turnaround, I would say. You know, I hate to say that because I didn't, you know, I don't think that we were absolutely doing terrible things to start the year. It just, you know, didn't click all the way. But her growth and her, you know, just buying in has been a huge part of the girls turning it around as far as getting some more W's. And the word that I use with Ryan is moxie. She's just got toughness. She's got energy. She's not going to back down. She's fearless. I mean, love her to death.
Well, and that shows with not only that, the rebounding has been better for her lately, too. And you made the point about this Jefferson team. Yeah, you might have to play him again. You never know how it's going to work out. But You talk about a tough team. This is as tough a team as you're going to see. You knew that going in, but boy, they showed it on this floor tonight.
Oh, they're talented. I think we're a really talented team, a young team, and they're young pretty much all across the board too. So, yeah, they're going to be something to be reckoned with. And if we do get match up with them again, it's going to be really, really tough again. So, they're a good team. All the credit to them. They're super hospitable to us when we got here. Mm-hmm. Coaching staff is great and great facility and fun to play here. So, and they battled their hearts out too. They didn't, both ways, and that's what makes it a fun game.
We'll talk more about Roosevelt on Saturday, and we'll just talk about Saturday on Saturday. But that'll be quite a day. You're couple of seniors, Emily and Lainey, get one more time, at least on their home floor. Who knows? Could see what happens with all that. You've got that possibility, but that'll be quite a day. And you talk about emotion. That could be an emotional day.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, that's always the thing with basketball. And, speaking of Sweet 16, at the end of the day, I mean, you make it more than it is sometimes in a basketball game. You gotta focus on playing basketball and executing and doing those things in basketball. If you make it more, once the game starts, if you make it more about more than that, then it can be really hard to play sometimes. So, yeah, definitely be emotional. I think the girls are just excited to keep playing basketball, though. So hopefully they'll come out with a lot of energy and enjoy the experience.
And you say every game has their own challenge because Roosevelt's going to play to try to make sure they get into the postseason. So I know what their record is, but as you say it, Coach Kuzler says it, it's double-A basketball. We know how it is.
Yeah, I mean, it never ceases to amaze, honestly. And so anyone who ever thinks, like, mark something down, if you want to go through the C points and see who's going to play who, good luck, because that's not what's going to happen. So, yeah, and they got the Martinez girl,
yes.
Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me on the first name.
That's
but,
all right.
Martinez, I know that for sure. And she can flat out play basketball. So she's capable of going off for 30 any given night. So, yeah. And go ahead and look at Roosevelt's schedule. I guarantee you they got a bunch of close games against a bunch of really good teams.
Yep. I think so that is certainly the case.
All it takes is one or two makes here or there. And that's, that's the difference. So we're going to have to be ready to go and keep doing what we're doing.
But it's going to be a happy ride home, I am sure, because, and it's got to be a bit of an exhausting win. But this is a good win to be sure.
100%. Proud of the girls.
Head coach Kirk Bebout, congratulations. Thank you. Safe trip home. We'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy. Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Governors, is his team. Yeah, boy, did they come through with a big, big, big win. Oh, man. 43-40 over the Jefferson Cavaliers here in this beautiful new facility in Sioux Falls. Let's take a two-minute break, then we'll have some more for you. We'll go over a little more of these numbers, and we've got a T-shirt to hand out, too. Although I forgot it. We'll get it to her on Saturday. Anyway, we have a T-shirt due, and we'll tell you who gains it next. Final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard in Sioux Falls. What a game this was. Pier 43, Jefferson 40. More for you in our postgame in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre. Chuck Lindekugel was an outstanding basketball and track and field athlete for the Governors in the mid-1940s. He was a member of the state championship basketball team in 1944 and state runner-up the following year. He also helped Pierre win the 1945 state track and field title and went on to the University of Minnesota, where he was a member of the 1948 NCAA champions. Chuck Lindekugel, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Once we examine in Sioux Falls in the first ever girls basketball meeting between Pierre and Jefferson, the Governors take it 43-40 and improve now. As Kirk Thibault said, they were once 3-9. They are now 9-10 and have the opportunity on Saturday to finish at a 500 regular season. But as we say, yeah, I know Roosevelt has only one win, but that's why I put the question that way. It is, I hate to say it again this way, it's double-A basketball. It's how it is. This is the most wins for the Governors, by the way, since the 9 they won in the 2017-18 season. The last time they won 10 was 2016-17, the year before that, so that's what they'll try to match on Saturday at home. Let me give you some more numbers. And they didn't end up being too pretty for Pierce shooting. But they won this game despite shooting 6-25 from the floor in the second half. That's the way it goes sometimes. For the game, 39%, 17-44, 58% in the first half, 24% in the second. But, hey, big number in the scoreboard counts. 4-14 on threes. Jefferson only 31% shooting. They were only 8-29 in the second half. 3-14 on threes. Pierce 5-8 at the line. Jefferson 5-9 rebounding, even by our count, which may or may not be right, at 36. 14 turnovers on Pierre, and 14 also on Jefferson. There were 8 lead changes and 11 ties in this game. We've given you the scoring. Price had 3 threes, including the last big one with 46.8 left. Barry had a 3. The Governors made 4. 1 each for McGovern, Harrington, Watkins, and Silvernail. For Jefferson. Morgan Whiting, by the way, had 11 rebounds, and Jaden Dunn only 2 points, but she had 9 boards. Remember, a foul trouble for Dunn. She picked up 3 in the first half, but they really played Chewelicker tight without fouling in the second half. Reese had all 11 of her points in the first half and didn't quite. I did set she had a double level incorrectly. She, by our count anyway, she did not. 9 rebounds, but still another excellent game for Reese Chewelicker. All right, with all that, time to name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. Who will get the T-shirt tonight? We'll find out in 30 seconds after this from Bauman Lumber here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
I'm still thinking. Brian Berry would certainly be deserving of it. Did he hit a game-winning shot in the last minute? Yeah, I think it's got to go to Remington Price. She's our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game for just the 2 clutch shots. As we told you, she hit a 3 not very long before that 2. Ended with 3 in the game. As she continues to climb that list, she is not all that far now from second and has a chance to become the Governor's all-time three-point maker probably next season. But 3 more big threes for Remy tonight, and the last one won it for Pierre, and then Barry made it a three-point game with the 2 free throws with under 3 seconds left. But Remington Price is our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game, and she will receive the T-shirt. All right, let's take a last look at the scoreboard. Before we do that, we'll tell you the Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Wagner Auto, Gators, Pizza, Pasta, and Subs. That old team deserves Dillaroni's for that game, and Bauman Lumber. All right, so here is what it looks like on the girls' AA scoreboard tonight. I had that Watertown score way wrong, or at least someone did. Harrisburg beats Watertown 53-50. Harrisburg would not be held to 12 points. I didn't think that was right. Harrisburg beats Watertown 53-50. Another team you can't figure out, the Arrows. I mean, they started so well, but they finish at 9-11 after they started 5-0. Brandon Valley, this score is right. They pounded Mitchell at the Corn Palace 56-18. Brookings beats Yankton 61-51. And Sturgis over Douglas out in Box Elder with 4 minutes left. That final, or that score, is 46-31. Well, it was a good attempt by the Pierre Governors tonight to make a late comeback in boys basketball against Jefferson at the Riggside Gym, but it was Jefferson that won 64-54 after the Governors at one point cut it to 7 in the last couple of minutes, but Jefferson wins by 10. Caden Year had 20 to lead the Cavaliers. Jackson Edmond back in the lineup tonight. Remember, he missed the previous couple of games with that sprained ankle, 13 all in the second half. Lincoln Keenholz, after his 35-point game in the victory over Watertown on Friday, held to only 12 points tonight. So this drops the Governors to 9-10 and eliminates any remote possibility they may have had of hosting a SODAC 16 game. But again, that possibility is, I believe, there for the Governor girls. I don't have the quick mathematical skills to add all of those seed points up, but it still is, I believe, a possibility for Pierre going into the weekend. There's still the chance. Of course, first time they'd ever hosted a volleyball SODAC 16 match. First time, possibly, to host a girls basketball SODAC 16 game. But that's putting carts before horses. Kirk Bebout would not like me saying that, so we won't anymore. So that's ahead on Saturday to get figured out. All right, other boys scores besides the Governors losing to Jefferson. Harrisburg wins at Watertown 51-48. Yankton over Brookings 51-34 in Brookings tonight. And that reminds me of something else that I want to mention before we go. Washington beats Lincoln. You figured this would be a good one, and it was. Fourth and fifth ranked teams, fourth ranked Washington over fifth ranked Lincoln here in Sioux Falls 68-65. Mitchell fell out of the poll, but they're playing well tonight, leading Brandon Valley at the Corn Palace 48-30 with 6 minutes to play in that game. And what reminded me about Brookings was that we are very, very sad to hear of one of the most accomplished sports broadcasters in South Dakota. Dallas Cole passed away over the weekend at the age of 61. He had been fighting a debilitating lung disease. You folks know all of the good years of service he gave to KBHK Radio in Brookings and all the years of doing the Bobcats. A man I never got a chance to meet, but exchanged emails with a few times, and you didn't hear a bad word about Dallas Cole, and our most sincere sympathies to Dallas's family. The services for him are going to be in Brookings on Saturday or on a Friday afternoon. All right, so here's what's ahead. First State Wrestling reports here on KGFX. Get underway in the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday morning with Brian. He'll be at the Denny Sanford Premier Center here in Sioux Falls. Those reports go through Thursday. Remember, the individual tournament is now this year on Thursday and Friday. So, again, the reports begin in the 9 o'clock hour on Friday morning. 14 Governor boys wrestlers, a whole bunch of girls wrestlers. The girls, of course, are one of the favorites to win. They are wrestling for a team title in girls wrestling this year. They and Canton are really the two favorites. And a reminder that the individual championship matches will begin here on KGFX at around 5 o'clock on Friday. So keep listening through the day, Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday, that is when the boys' dual tournament will take place. The Governors, of course, are the defending Class A dual champions. They will wrestle Harrisburg first. Coverage of that begins at 10:30 on Saturday morning here on KGFX. But there's a whole lot of basketball Saturday afternoon on River 92.7. That's where Governor Hoops goes for the rest of this season now. And a doubleheader on Saturday. It'll begin with the Governor girls after this big win tonight, taking on Roosevelt against Kayla Martinez. Kirk Bebout said, and he's right, you got to watch out for her. That's a 1:30 airtime from the Briggs High Gym Saturday afternoon, and that'll be followed immediately on River 92.7 by the Governor boys playing here in Sioux Falls against the top-ranked defending state champion in boys AA Rough Riders. So they go back-to-back. Remember, they've moved that boys game time up to 4, so Governor girls, Governor boys, all starts at 1:30 on River 92.7 on Saturday. Our next basketball action before that locally anyway, we'll have some B girls playoff games on Thursday evening. Don't forget about that. We will have Potter County, Harriet Selby area, 100.7 KMLO at around 640. And it will have Lower Brule, Harriet Selby area around 640 on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. And don't forget also on River 92.7 on Friday night, the Stanley County Buffaloes close their regular season against Cheyenne Eagle Butte at Parkview Auditorium. That'll be around 7:30 on Friday night. And another thing, Kirk Bevout's right about a lot of things, but he was right about the very nice people here, and our thanks to them, to Athletic Director Chad Statham and his staff here at Jefferson. What an impressive facility this is, and congratulations to these folks for starting this new high school. And they have a good coach, a team that had a lot of opportunities tonight that didn't fall, but this is a team that whoever plays them a week from Friday is going to have a most difficult time. Our thanks also to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson, and to Caleb Grozik handling the video. I'm David Burrell. Drama tonight here in Sioux Falls, but a 3 with 46.8 seconds left was the winner for Remington Price. That put the Governors up 1. They end up winning by 3. The final score one more time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. The Pier Governors 43, the Jefferson Cavaliers 40. Coming up, more Classic Country, ABC News in a few minutes, but Classic Country to take you through tonight. Big Daddy Dave, 6 to 10 tomorrow. We'll have the sports updates here from Sioux Falls tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Stay warm and good night from Sioux Falls.
Pier Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.